Blog Talk Radio.
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray Yahweh my soul he keeps. But if I fall before I wake, I pray Yahweh that my soul he takes. You never know what your life will hold. Life is an unknown risk. Never know what destiny unfolds. The rage is up, remove the scandal. To be a soldier for Yah, he give you more than can handle. No, do something that makes us stronger. Adversity's a friend, make us fight longer, standing there quicker. But our people too mind blind to see the grand scene of the picture. Finally had to realize it. To no surprise, had to open up my eyes when I saw relationships start getting weaker. And my grand sleep start getting a little deeper. Made me want to take a little search of my soul. Also made me wonder why the world's so cold. Then it was wisdom that was wrong to me. That you build in character, stand up on your 2 feet. My God stands with you in grief. So there's no reason the ever caught your face to see. There was a jewel that was sent my way. To know that God give up and also take it away. Then the angel said,
God will be holding on. He's the shepherd of the strong.
Israel, we turn home to the day God relights to our dry bones. Back to our home, God replenished on his own. David on the throne, we making our way on. Obstacle, I measured, facing through windy weather. As a nation, we must stand together. I never knew these words be the keys to my life. The Yahweh is simple, from together his tribe. Over from Reuben through Yehuda, placed in the land where we targets not shooters. Things we do are just no good, but we see it as a way to get about this man's hood. You never know what's certain. Say I'd rather live short, it's y'all serving than live life without purpose. Say you never know what's certain. Say I'd rather live short, it's y'all serving than live life without purpose. Praise y'all. Amen.
Y'all keep holding on. He's the shepherd of the strong. With you
Shalom, shalom, giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel. It is a great blessing to be able to praise the Most High in the little sanctuary that he has set for his people. This is Nothing But the Truth program, and I am your host this evening, Moray Obadiah Yisrael, of the House of Israel, located in 1907 Vine Street. We're giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. Now, who is Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the Savior and the Redeemer of not just Israel, but of the entire world. And Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our judge, and Yahweh is our King, and he alone will save us. So we give all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. And let me say shalom to all of our people that are listening via the internet, whether it be Facebook, Blog Talk, or YouTube. For we know that the only reason why you're tuned in is because of your fear and your love towards the mighty Yah. And what will we be discussing today? Well, today we will be discussing something that's quite relevant in the world today. Because today, people took to the streets. But not to proclaim something. Well, actually, they have done something to proclaim. Because they took their grills out on the street. They got their firecrackers ready and set. They got their sparklers in their hand. They got them a nice cold beverage. They barbecuing meat on the grill. And saying that this is the 4th of July. That this is Independence Day. And this is the Independence Day that all Americans are to celebrate. Whether you black, white, or other. And this day right here is the Declaration of Independence for all people. This right here is a declaration and a celebration for all people to celebrate. Government shut down, jobs shut down, and people have taken to the streets to celebrate and party. And they have maligned and aligned the streets all up and down. And they're celebrating. And in a lot of the people that are celebrating, well, they look just like you and I. And there's been conversation. There's been debates. And there's been evidence provided by this man brought forth. And people will try to argue that this is the land of milk and honey. That this is the land that Yahweh has promised to his people. That this land can be just as prosperous as going back home to Jerusalem, the land of Canaan. That this land can also bear the name of Yahweh. Now, has Yahweh said this? Has Yahweh proclaimed this? Has the Most High changed his mind and said, well, I am going to make this the land of milk and honey? Well, all we have to do is seek out the words of Yahweh. All we have to do is seek out the laws and testimony of the mighty Yah. And we can see what the mighty Yah has to say about this. Is this something that Yahweh's people should be celebrating, marveling in? Is this the promised land that Yahweh has promised to his children? Well, let's see. And let's read. And by reading the laws and the testimony, we're going to see if this was the promised land or is this just a fantasy that we've learned from the heathens. And before we go and prove this, Yahweh made a declaration. Yahweh made a pronouncement that if our forefathers had did something, he will do something. And he will place us in the midst of a nation, and they will be of a certain intellect. They will walk in a certain way. They will be of a certain character, and they will have a certain stature. And let's read what the mighty Yah said and whom he will place us in the midst of. If you turn with me in your books to the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. And in the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, this is when Yahweh said he had us on the high land. We had the best, that we drunk the blood of the pure grape. We had the best garment, the best jewels. We had everything going for us. We had it going on. We was popping in the streets. But let's see what happened and what took place. In Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, and the 15th verse, it reads, "But Yeshurun waxed fat." And Yeshurun is a poetic name for Israel. It's a poetic name that Yahweh gave Israel. Because we wasn't acting Israelite lightish. We wasn't acting Israelite like Israel, like the sons and daughters of Yah. We started smelling ourselves. We started getting arrogant. We started getting haughty. So Yahweh said, look, Yeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxed to fat. Thou art grown thick. Thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook Elohim, which had made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of salvation. And they provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. With abominations provoked they him to anger. And they sacrificed unto devils, but not to Elohim, to gods which they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not, but of the rock that he begot you, thou art unmindful, and hath forgotten Elohim that formed you. And when Yahweh saw it, he abhorred them, because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them, and I will see what their end shall be, for they are a froward generation, children in whom is no faith. And they have moved me to jealousy with that which is not Elohim. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities. And I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in my anger and shall burn unto the lowest hell and shall consume the earth with her increase and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. So we wax fat and we kick and we forsook Yahweh, the Elohim that formed us and the Elohim that made us. And Yahweh said, we move Yahweh to jealousy with serving that which is not an Elohim, which is no power to us, which is no creator, which is no former, that didn't give us laws, statutes, judgments, and commandments. And since we move the Most High and provoke the Most High to jealousy with that which is not an Elohim, Yahweh said that he will move us to jealousy with them which are not a people. And he will provoke us in anger with a foolish nation. And my people, this is the condition that we are in this very day. Yes, I know you outside with the water hose going and you about to watch the fireworks tonight. But just remember, this same declaration that they were declaring is of independence. When they was declaring this, your people was enslaved. And when the so-called Emancipation Proclamation came to, it was a lot of states that didn't even inform slaves that they were freed. They didn't find this out to the 1970s that they were actually freed. So you're talking about mothers and fathers done got as old as they got, died, and then their children were slaves. And they were got to the age that they got and died. And another generation, and it's so on and so forth, all the way up to 1970. I think it was like 1973. Some didn't even know that they was even freed. And this is the nation that you want to celebrate with? This is the nation you want to rejoice in? This is the nation that you want to have and marvel at? That's had conversations on just speaking about should you receive reparations? Having conversations on should they apologize to black people for slavery? But this is who we're running around and celebrating with. And think, because some people may say, well, I don't fall under this. That was a long time ago. I'm not under this dispensation anymore. I'm not under this. I don't even know why you wasting your time, Brother Obadiah, because I'm not under this. Well, let's see further if you are or aren't, if you are or are not under this. Mr. and Mrs. Negro, Mr. and Mrs. Black Man, Mr. and Mrs. African American, Mr. and Mrs. Dead Jacob. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 16th chapter. And in the book of Jeremiah, the 16th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 11th verse. And it reads, "Then shall thou say unto them, because your fathers have forsaken me, saith Yahweh, and have walked after other gods, and have served them, and have worshipped them, and have forsaken me, and have not kept my law, and you have done worse than your fathers. For behold, ye walk everyone after the imagination of his evil heart, that they may not hearken unto me. Therefore will I cast you out of this land into a land you know not, neither you nor your fathers. And there shall you serve other gods day and night, where I will not show you favor." So for all those that argue that this is a land that was inhabited by a people, all the people that argue that this is the land of milk and honey, well, our forefathers, they lived in the land of milk and honey. They lived in the land of Canaan, but we didn't dwell here because this is something neither our fathers nor us know. When they came off of those slave boats, off of those shores, and it says that you will serve other gods day and night. And isn't that what our people are serving? Different gods day and night. If they're not serving the Christian God, they're serving the Islamic God. If they're not serving the Islamic God, then they're serving the God of money. If they're not serving that idol, then they're serving the stores. If they're not serving the stores, then they're serving the merchants. If they're not serving the merchants, they're serving gods day and night. And they have erected up false idols. They got our people serving these false idols and looking up to vanities day and night. And this is the condition that Yahweh said that we would be in. This is the condition that Yahweh has proclaimed that we are in. But our people think that we are free because you could go outside and come back in at your leisure. Because you can keep the Sabbath day or not keep the Sabbath day. You can take your money and go to Jack's Casino and spend up your whole paycheck. Or you can take a tenth and give it to the Most High and make an offering. See, people think that they're free because they have choices. Well, if freedom was just choices, then we've been free. Because Yahweh gave us a choice. He said, "I put before you life and death, blessings and curses." This is what Yahweh said that he has put before his people. So we always had choice. We always had the choice to keep the commandments of Yahweh or no. Now, you may think that there's more choices out there, but no matter what avenue you're going down, it all boils down to that, whether you're keeping the commandments of Yah or not. So choice has been here. So you're not free. That yoke of bondage is still around our neck. Those chains and fetters are still around us. But it's not physical. It's mental. They had a video of an elephant. His leg was chained to a wood post. And every time he would try to go so far, the chain would pull him back. And they kept doing this day by day, week by week, month by month. And then one day, they removed the chain from the elephant's leg. And when the elephant would go so far, just by training, he would stop. Because he mentally felt that chain pulling him back. And that's the condition that Yahweh's people are in. You may think that you are free. You may think that you're able to roam and do what you want to. So when you get pulled over by the police, you can talk to them and say, "I know my rights. And according to this, that, and the third, you can't treat me in that way. I know my rights. I know this, and I know this." But you don't know the first thing about it because you don't even know that you were in the land of your captives. You don't even know that you were in the house of bondage. And how could you know? Because you meet the adversaries are teaching you this? You think that the adversaries are showing you that you are a slave still? You think that the adversaries will show you that the only reason why you're in this condition is because you have turned against true and living creator? No, they're not showing you this. Why? Because they have a stock in keeping us chained to that wood post. But who's looking for the liberation? Who's looking for the true declaration of independence? Who's looking for it in reality? And what does Declaration of Independence really look like? Does a bunch of fireworks go off? Is there a bunch of smoke flesh that flies up in the heavens? Is that what Declaration of Independence really mean? Is that how it really looks? Well, let's see how the Declaration of Independence really look in the eyes of the true and living creator. Turn with me, if you will, to the books of Exodus, the 5th chapter. And what are we discussing today? Well, Yahweh said that he will put us in the midst of, and he would put us in the midst of a people that's not a people. And he would drive us to anger with a foolish nation. And this is what Yahweh is showing. You may think that you're in some of the most, you may think that you're in the most technologically advanced place in the on the face of this earth. You may think that you're living in the best place on the face of this earth, and that you would not want to live anywhere but America. You may not want to live anywhere but Brazil. You may not want to live anywhere except for England and all the other coasts that our people are scattered in. But Yahweh lets you know what Declaration of Independence really looks like. And he's going to break it down exactly what it looks like in the book of Exodus, the 5th chapter. I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. In Exodus 5:1 reads, "And afterwards, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, 'Thus saith Yahweh Elohim of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness.' And Pharaoh said, 'Who is Yahweh that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not Yahweh, neither would I let Israel go.' And they said, 'The Elohim of the Hebrews have met with us. Let us go, we pray you, 3 days' journey into the desert, and sacrifice unto Yahweh our Elohim, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with us the sword.' And the king of Egypt said unto them, 'Wherefore do ye, Moses and Aaron, let the people from their works get you unto your burdens?' And Pharaoh said, 'Behold, the people of the land now are many, and you make them rest from their burdens.'" So when they declared this, and before Moses went before Pharaoh, Yahweh gave Moses signs to show Israel that he was sent from Yahweh. And then he went unto Pharaoh to proclaim what thus saith Yahweh. And you know what happened when he said what thus saith Yahweh? Pharaoh's response was, "Man, I know not Yahweh." And you'll have people, and you'll have Israel included, that will march on the Senate steps and try to proclaim sovereignty. We want IDs. We want special notifications that we are specifically separated from this nation, because we got the right to do this. This is our God-given right to declare ourselves sovereign from this nation. So when we get pulled over by the police, I can show you my little sovereignty certificate, and they should let me go. When I'm being handled by the government, I can say, "Look, I'm sovereign. You have to let me go." Well, how do you expect any of this to prosper? And the first thing you need to do was sanctify Yahweh. Moses didn't go to Pharaoh and say, "Hey, let my people go." He said, "Look, thus saith Yahweh." So he was setting forth a precedent. He was setting forth a standard. He was letting it be known, this command is not of me. This command is from my Elohim. "Thus saith Yahweh, let my people go, so that they may serve me." And they said, "Look, man, let us go into the desert, 3 days' journey to serve Yahweh." And the answer was no. Why you let the people go from their works? Get you into your burdens. Does this sound familiar? Well, if you Israel and you work at these jobs, you know exactly what that looks like. Like, look, I need a few days off so I can, my Bible class is having the conference. And we have a conference 3 times a year. It's called the Restoration of the Sacred Laws Conference of the Most High. And I need some days off. That's a lot of time. I don't know if you have enough I don't know if you have enough vacation days saved up to take that many days off. Well, I'll tell you what, bring me a note in. And you bring in the note, and it's authentic, and they still fire you. You walk in and you say, look, you got me 6 days. 6 days I come and work, but you will not see me on the Sabbath day. Oh, man, I don't know if I can give you the Sabbath day off, because if I give you Saturday off, I got to give you Sunday too. So that means you take the whole weekend off, and that may throw off the whole continuity of everybody else. Because this is how your oppressors think. Always try to keep you at work. They don't care about your servitude towards Yahweh. So you have to care about your servitude towards Yahweh. You have to draw that line. You have to create that boundary. You want to be sovereign. You want to be separated. Then just keep the law. Keep the testimonies of your truth, the true and living Elohim. And you'll be set apart. And you won't need no certificate. You won't need no ID, because Yahweh will come and separate you from all the nations on the face of this earth. But how can you declare any type of independence and you didn't even bring forth the say of Yah? Totally backwards. How could you say that you independent and refuse to keep the laws of Yah? Refuse to keep the statutes and judgments of Yah? Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter. Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, excuse me. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 6th verse. Deuteronomy 4:6 reads, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great, who have Elohim so nigh unto them, as Yahweh our Elohim is in all the things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great, that have statutes and judgments, so righteous is all this law, which I set before you this day? But only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thy eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them to thy sons, and to thy sons' sons, especially the day that thou stood before Yahweh your Elohim in Horeb, when Yahweh said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. This is what Yahweh said. These laws and statutes are for, so that the nations can testify to how righteous of an Elohim that we serve. And not only for this, but this is what we ought to teach our children. And this is what our children ought to teach their children. Just like it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter and the 4th verse. This is the whole purpose, to keep the law and then to pass it down to your children so that your children can pass it down to the children. This is what Declaration of Independence looks like. No barbecues needed, except if unless barbecuing to keep the memorial of the Passover in the land where Yahweh's name is placed. And Yahweh's name is not placed in Cincinnati. Yahweh's name is not placed in New York City. Yahweh's name is not placed in Los Angeles, California. Yahweh's name is not placed in Atlanta, Georgia. And wherever you think that you can just pull out and just celebrate the memorial of the Passover. No, it says specifically where Yahweh said his name is placed. And he said his name was placed in Jerusalem. And that's in the book of 2 Chronicles, the 6th chapter. But this is what Yahweh has, this is how Yahweh said, the nations shall say that this is your wisdom and your understanding in the midst of the nations. Yahweh never declared and said, go out to the world and celebrate with these heathens. Go out in the world and act as the heathens. Yahweh said, that's here for a punishment. So how in the world could you think that you're free unless you are asleep? Unless your spirit is famished, as we went over yesterday. Because Yahweh has caused the famine to be in the land. But it's not of bread and water, but of the hearing of the word of Yah. So because we haven't heard the word of Yah, you don't even know you're enslaved until the word of Yah comes upon you. And until Yahweh reveals who he is, and he reveals who you are, then you can say, well, I'm a servant of Yah. I'm in the house of bondage. And I'm waiting for my Elohim to free me from the house of bondage. Before we get free from the house of bondage, there's certain things that have to take place. There's certain things that we have to do. There's certain responsibilities that are upon our shoulders. And the first thing, you know, is to acknowledge that we are here as a transgression against our Elohim. We're not here because the nations are so strong that they just came and swept us out the land and eradicated all of our resources. We are here as a punishment for transgressing our Elohim. And once we recognize that, then we have to know that we in the land of our enemies. So we have to be cautious on how we move. We have to be careful on how we move, because we're not in our land. We are not free. But your enemies will teach you are free. Why? Only to oppress you until you are destroyed. Turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 83rd division. And in the book of Psalms, 83rd division, I'm going to begin reading at the first verse. And it reads, keep not thou silence, O Elohim. Hold not thy peace and be not still, O Elohim. For lo, thy enemies make a tumult, and they that hate you have lifted up the head, that they have taken crafty counsel against thy people, and consulted against thy handed ones. And they have said, come, and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent, and they are confederate against thee. My people, don't you know that even celebrating this day is a part of a custom to keep you cut off? Because as long as you think that your name is Johnson, Smith, Jones, Wilson, Zuckerberg, Goldberg, and all the other type of names that they done gave to our people, you will never consider the fact that your son and daughter are the Most High. That Yahweh is your Elohim. And he gave us the name of Israel as a prince who has power with Elohim and with man and has prevailed. But how could you prevail if you don't even know you're in a struggle? How can you prevail when you don't even know that you're in bondage? How can you prevail when you don't even know that your enemies have set up things to keep you in the darkness? Because it's only because Yahweh's enemies are trying to cut you off for being a nation, so that the name of Israel will be no more in remembrance. So they'll tell you, that book that you read out of, it's made up. It's written by your enemies. And they'll tell you that, get rid of all that Israelite stuff. There was never no people on the face that was called Hebrew Israelites. Get that out of your head. But yet, they got a nation called the Nation of Israel that exists today with a bunch of people that don't look like the people in the book, that don't carry themselves in the ways and the statutes that Yahweh commanded, but they'll tell you that those are the chosen people and you're just a Gentile. And who's telling you this? The same people that look like the people that oppress you. And you saying that this is a declaration of independence? You saying that you are free? Well, Yahweh is letting you know that you're not free. He's letting you know that you are still enslaved, that you are still ensnared. Yahweh is still letting you know that you're in the house of bondage and in the house of your captives. And these same tabernacles that have consulted to get us cut off and to keep us cut off are the same tabernacles that's ruling today. And the first two tabernacles you see is the tabernacles of Edom and the tabernacle of Ishmael. The two nations that wasn't chosen by Yah. Esau didn't get the blessing that he wanted. So he grew envious and angry at his brother. Ishmael didn't get the covenant established with him. So he grew envious and angry. And Yahweh said that he would be a wild man. Yahweh said that Edom would rule by the sword. That's why you see the people that's over there always at war. That's why you see the Ishmaelites walking in the cafes and stores, blowing it up, killing people for the sake of their false idol. And our people run into this false idol, acting like this is something that has something to do with you, not knowing that it was Ishmael that enslaved your people. Running over, taking over the customs of Edom. It was Edom that enslaved your people. And you walking around with a flag in your hand, red, white, and blue, celebrating the people that's enslaved your people. And you want to say you making a declaration of independence. No, all you doing is making a declaration of ignorance. A declaration of pure and utter darkness. But this isn't what Yahweh has proclaimed. Yahweh said that he would put us in the midst of a foolish nation. And when we take on the ways of these foolish nations, we start behaving foolishly. We start thinking foolishly. And we start to consider our ways foolishly. Turn with me to the book of Daniel, the 7th chapter. And what are we discussing? Well, Yahweh said that he will put us in the midst. He will have us angered with a foolish nation. And this is exactly who Yahweh has us in the midst of today. A foolish nation. In the book of Daniel, the 7th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 6th verse. The book of Daniel, 7th chapter, and the 6th verse reads, after this, and this is the vision that Yahweh gave to the prophet Daniel. It says, after this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it 4 wings of a fowl. The beast had also 4 heads, and dominion was given to it. And this, after this, I saw in the night vision, and behold, a 4th beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that was before it. And it had 10 horns. And I considered the horns, and I beheld, there came up amongst them another little horn, before whom they were 3 of the 1st horns, plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things. Yes, this is what the vision of Yahweh had gave the prophet Daniel. And he said he gave this to him in night visions. But that don't mean Daniel was out there moonwalk watching, as most of the people have been consumed in. And we bring that up because Yahweh said that he will bring us in the midst of a foolish nation. The foolish nations that we are in the midst of are fascinated with the stars and the signs of heaven. The foolish nation that we are in the midst of today try to determine what these lights are about, and they don't understand it. But Yahweh has let his people understand what these for. And Yahweh's servants know exactly when the day begins, exactly when the night begins, and know exactly what the signs of heaven are for. So we don't have to be colored with foolishness. And how do you know it's foolishness? Because you can't even establish it with the laws or the testimonies of Yah. But this is what Yahweh gave the prophet Daniel in the night vision. He gave him this vision to let know that this fourth beast was diverse from all the other beasts. And if we skip on down and go down to the 23rd verse of the same chapter, it reads, thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down, and break it in pieces. And the ten horns out of the kingdom are the ten kings. Then that shall arise, and another shall rise after them. And he shall diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of times. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it until the end. So the Most High said that this fourth king dominion is going to be worldwide. This is not going to be just a local dominion. This is not going to be a local reign. This is going to be worldwide. And all you have to do is you can turn on, go to the internet. You can turn on your television, and you can go all around the world. And you can see this beast's influence all over the world. You can see that the influence of America all over the world. All over the world. Whether it's ways that they have stolen or whether it's ways that they have adopted. You can see their influence all over the world. And it said that they will speak, this beast will speak great words against the Most High. And look who the president of the United States today, President Donald Trump, and that's all he speaks about is great. Make America great again. He want to go back to the old times when we was chattel property, when the 50 riders came out and hung your people up on street on trees, where they had laws that provided the slave owner's property be protected. And they set up officers. And the same officers that were set up to watch the property, their badge looking same, the same like the officers that's pulling you over today. So now you wonder why they shooting you down in the streets with no remorse. You know why they're shooting you right in front of the camera and getting off. Because the format hasn't changed, baby. Under the same oppressors, and they speak in great words, and they would think to change times and laws. That's why we don't know these things today. That's why we don't know whether we're going or coming. That's why we don't know when the month really ends and when the month really begins, because we have been caught up. We have been bamboozled. We have been led astray. We have been led in the midst of a foolish nation. A nation that speaks great words against the Most High. And that they think to change times and laws. And they wearing out the saints of the Most High. No matter how many times we stand up here and teach, no matter how much you go out in the streets and try to spread the word of Yah, they wearing the saints out. Because why? We as a people have adopted the ways of the foolish. So you try to tell a man, get rid of that Christ in the New Testament. He was never meant to serve you no good. Now, I don't know what you talk about, That's the cult you in. Like, man, we don't need to be out here celebrating no 4th of July. Well, you celebrate your birthday. Man, y'all ain't gonna say nothing about celebrating no Christmas. Man, please, you out here with that. But then these people are claiming that they pro-black. Those Africanized people walk around with kente cloth, black fist medallions, serving idols of your enemy, keeping the customs of your enemy. And you know why you're doing this foolishness? Because we in the midst of a foolish nation. And until Yahweh pull back the covers, until Yahweh shows you the light, you'll continue to rebel in this foolishness. That's why Yahweh commands you to seek him. That's all you got to do is seek the Most High. And Yahweh will show you that you're in the house of bondage. But he will also show you that he free you from the house of bondage. That's why Yahweh said, but the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it until the end. So the judgment gonna sit. Yahweh gonna redeem his people, whether you believe in the 400-year captivity or not. Yahweh gonna redeem his people, whether you believe you in the midst of Mizraim or not. Yahweh gonna redeem his people, whether you think your enemies are your friends or not. Yahweh gonna redeem his people, whether you believe his words or not. And there's so much confusion because there's so much foolishness. And that's what Babylon means, confusion. And when there's so much confusion going around, you're not going to behave yourself wisely. You're going to behave yourself foolishly. So you want to know, where's the remorse? Why come the nations can't just see that we the chosen people of the Most High? How come they can't just take their foot off of our necks? Why we got to live in public housing? Why we got to eat the work of foods? Why we got to get oppressed? Why we got to be murdered in the streets? Why we got to be harassed? Why is it the government coming to conspire against us? Can't we all just get along? Isn't that what Rodney King said? Can't we all just get along? And the answer is no. Because the nations recognize who you are, even when you don't. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 50th chapter. You want to know why the police can shoot you right inside of your car, in front of your wife, and in front of your child, and nothing happens to them? You want to know why a man can be shot in the head, point blank range, and the police officer gets off twice? You want to know why a woman in the house with her child can have her door kicked in by the SWAT team and shot to death? You want to know why a woman can be pulled over for a simple tail light, and next thing they taking mug shots of this woman dead? You want to know why these things are taking place? You want to know why the nations are turning the blind eye? You want to know why the politicians that claim that they're going to do so much for you get in office and don't do nothing for you? And they don't even bat the eye. They don't even feel a moment bad about lying to you, because they said this in the book of Jeremiah, the 50th chapter. And in the book of Jeremiah, the 50th chapter, I'm going to start at the 6th verse. And it reads, my people have been lost sheep, and the shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from the mountains to hills. They have forgotten their resting place. All that found them have devoured them. And their adversary said, we offend not, because they have sinned against Yahweh, the habitation of justice, even Yahweh, the hope of their fathers. That's what the nations say. Like, man, I don't care about you. You had it. You was the top. You was the head. And you blew it to serve some idols. So now don't get mad when we shoot you down, Mr. and Mrs. Negro. Don't get mad when you see the pictures of your forefathers with their backs beat all up. Don't get mad when you see that they cut babies out of the women's stomach. Don't get mad when you see our Rex 84 being passed. Don't be mad when you see COINTELPRO. Don't be mad when you see Iran-Contra, which flooded the streets of our communities with drugs. And then they came in and arrested you for having drugs. Arrest you for committing the foolishness that they done put in the midst of you. Why are you feeling sad? Why are you feeling perturbed? Why are you feeling bothered? Man, you offended because you turned your back on your Elohim, the habitation of justice. So why are you seeking justice from us? Now you turn your back from Yahweh, the hope of your fathers. So why are you looking for hope from us? And this is why Yahweh told us to do this. In the 8th verse, he says, remove out of the midst of Babylon and forth out of the land of the Chaldeans and be as the he-goat before the flocks. Yes, before you can physically take yourself out of the house of bondage, you have to mentally take yourself out of the house of bondage. And to do this, you have to let go of the foolishness that was taught to us by this foolish nation. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 17th chapter. In Deuteronomy, 17th chapter, and the 14th verse, it reads, when thou art come into the land which Yahweh thy Elohim gives you, and shall possess it, and shall dwell therein, and shall say, I will set a king over me, like as all the nations that are about me. Thou shalt in any wise set him king over you, whom Yahweh your Elohim shall choose. Run from amongst your brethren. Shall you set king over you? Thou mayest not set a stranger over you, which is not your brother. But he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt, to the end that he should multiply horses. For as much as Yahweh have said unto you, you shall henceforth return no more that way. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself, that his heart turn not away. Neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. And it shall be, when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before him, before the priest the Levite. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear Yahweh his Elohim, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, do them. Now this is what Yahweh said the king that he will choose for us is to do. And they get in the book of the law written by the priests. He will not multiply the horses. He's not to multiply horses unto himself. Is that what Babylon doing today with these presidents? No. They'll sit up there and they'll have you be sworn in with your hand on the Bible, and they don't read it from that before then, and they ain't read it after then. It's just a show. It's just a parade. It's just foolishness. Because all these things Yahweh said the king is not to do, all of them do. All of them have done. All of them stand for. And why? Because they don't got a book of this law before them. And they show not reading it daily so that they fear Yahweh. So therefore, they're causing you to go back into Egypt. They're causing you to go back into bondage so that they can be multiplied, so that they can be increased. And you think because you had a man that was in the White House that looked like you, that he was going to stand for you not being oppressed? Absolutely not. Absolutely no way was this going to take place, because Yahweh has declared that he will bring us to anger with a foolish nation. So they talk all this nonsense trying to get elected. And you elect them. And they get in there and they say, you know what? I can't go in and just fight for black people. I got to fight for America. And if America's on top, everybody's on top. And next thing you know, you get railroaded over. And you see all other people get rights specifically benefiting to them. But nothing happens for you. You get angry about it, don't you? Well, this is what Yahweh said that he would do. He will make you angry with a foolish nature. That's why Yahweh is commanded to turn back unto him. Because no matter what movements you're trying to start, no matter what movements you are trying to create, no matter what organizations you try to organize and get with, if Yahweh is void, then you're just building it in vain. And Yahweh said that he's going to break it in pieces. No matter how much you think it's going to prosper, it's going to be broken in pieces. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. And in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 9th verse. And it reads, "Associate yourselves, O ye people, and you shall be broken in peace. And give ear, and you shall be broken in peace. All ye of far countries, gird yourselves, and you shall be broken in pieces. Gird yourselves, and you shall be broken in pieces. Take counsel together, and it shall come to naught. Speak the word, and it shall not stand, for Elohim is with us." So all nations have conspired to cut us off. Yahweh said they'll be broken in pieces. But if we don't confederate with them, then what do you think our goals are going to be? Yes, broken into pieces. Because where there is no vision, the people perish. And what did Yahweh say is to be a light? What did Yahweh say is to be a guide? What did Yahweh say is to be a declaration of independence for the sons and daughters of the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov? Yahweh said, "This is our guide. This is our light." In the same chapter, in the 20th verse, and it reads, "To the law and to the testimonies, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them." So I don't care how many stores you want to open, how many restaurants you want to set up, how many banks you want to set up, how much money you want to flow. You want to recreate Black Wall Street. What, did Black Wall Street magnify Yahweh? No, that's why it was brought down. Did the Marcus Garvey movement magnify Yahweh? No, that's why it was brought down. Did the Malcolm X Muslim movement bring forth a movement that was long lasting? No, it was brought down because it didn't magnify Yahweh. And did not Yahweh say, "Associate yourselves and be broken into pieces"? What movement are you going to create that's going to have long, substantial life shelf life and Yahweh not be involved? What house are you going to build that's going to be strong in structure and Yahweh not build it? There is none. And that's why Yahweh said, "To law and to the testimonies, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them." But if you confederate with your enemies, you confederate and build with your enemies, you walk, create movements with your enemies, and you start walking with a foolish nation, the only thing that's coming to you is destruction. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the 13th chapter. In the book of Proverbs, 13th chapter, and the 20th verse, it reads, "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise." Yeah, that's right. Walk with brothers and sisters that fear Yahweh. So when you do have a business plan, Yahweh is sanctified first. You do have a plan on building your house and planting gardens. Yahweh is sanctified first. You do want to build up your community economically. Yahweh can be magnified first. So, yes, walk with wise men. You should be wise. But the companion of fools shall be destroyed. So if you out there celebrating the red, white, and blue day, you walking with companions of fools. Come Thanksgiving, you got a whole Thanksgiving meal prepared on your table, giving celebration to a slaughter, you walking with a companion of fools. Come December, you want to drag a Christmas tree in your house, just know that you the ways of, you walking with a companion of fools. Because these things are vanity. They mean absolutely nothing to your salvation, nor to the salvation of your people. All they do is just vex you, because that's all you end up being after this is when the smoke cleared. You free on the 4th, and they oppressing you on the 5th. Because this is what Yahweh said that he will move us to. Anger with a foolish nation. So when we federate, and we say, well, look, man, that Hebrew Israelite stuff, that's a cult, man. That stuff right there. Y'all on the watch list of the number one terrorist group. Why you think they put us there? We're not blowing up nothing. We're not conspiring to tear down nothing. We're going to tear down these nations, but not with no guns, not with no grenades, not with no bombs, not with no missiles, but with the word of Yahweh. And then that what Morey Ishaw bring out the other day, what the FBI was created for, because they try to stop the black Messiah. Man, this whole thing is about trying to stop the liberation of Yahweh's people. But they can't stop this because they're not Elohim. So when you walk it in this way and you agree with their ways, you're just walking with a companion of fools. And we just read with a companion of fools what their fate will be. They will be destroyed. And don't think that this oppression is just felt by you. Don't think that this oppression is just something that only you can see. Even the nations that you were in the midst of, they feel this. That's why we see on the internet, our friends, our families, and listeners, the people that's listed in, and they feel like they cut off. Some may be listed in because they feel they may be sick listed in. But there's people that's listed in, and that's not of the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Well, I'm here to let you know, if you are obedient to the words of Yahweh, you not cut off neither. Yahweh has a plan of salvation for all nations. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 55th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 55th chapter, I'm going to read the 6th, I'm going to start reading at the 6th verse. And it reads, seek ye Yahweh while he may be found. Yes, it's not the end. It's the end. It's coming to the end, but it's not the end yet. You still have time. You still have time to seek Yahweh while he may be found. And call ye upon him while he is near. Now, this is something that you have to do once Yahweh has revealed himself unto you. And it says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto Yahweh, and he will have mercy upon him and our Elohim, for he will abundantly pardon. So, yes, if you want liberation, if you want freedom, then you got to forsake your wicked way. You got to forsake your unrighteous thoughts. These things are not going to be able to prosper, and you seeking Yahweh. So you're not going to say, look, I'm going to be a Hebrew Israelite, but I'm going to also be an American. So I'm not going to change my name fully. I'm going to just have a Hebrew name when I'm in Sabbath class, But when I'm outside in the world, I'm a heathen. No. Yahweh say forsake. Forsake it. Forsake the unright his way and the unrighteous man's thoughts. If you plan to return unto Yahweh, we got to return to Yahweh with our whole heart. That means any unrighteous way, we got to be willing to drop it. Any wicked way, we have to be willing to drop it. And you think that the heathens are teaching you this? You think the heathens are teaching you to walk in this way? Absolutely not. This is what the heathens are teaching you in the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. And in the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, and the very first verse, it reads, "Hear ye the word which Yahweh speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith Yahweh, learn not the ways of the heathens, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven. For the heathens are dismayed at them, for the customs of the people are vain." Yes, the customs of the people are vain. And they just made it the star, and that's all they doing, the stargazing, moon watching, sun watching. And what they got our people doing, stargazing, moon watching, sun watching. And us participate in a bunch of vain customs. And that's what today is, a vain custom. That's what today is. It's a vain custom. And this is how you know you don't learn the ways of the heathens. Well, why do you say that? Well, show me the 4th of July in Yahweh's book as a holy day. Show me Easter in Yahweh's book as a holy day. Show me Thanksgiving in Yahweh's book as a holy day. Show me Christmas. Show me any of these false days that our people are celebrating as a holy day of Yahweh. And if you can't show it, and you know you can't show it, then you know that you have participated in some foolishness. You know that you have participated with whatever these heathens have taught you. And Yahweh already said that he will make you angry with a foolish nation. And it don't matter how much you try to black up and make it Afrocentric, it's still the ways of the heathens. So if you really want to celebrate liberation, you really want to celebrate the liberation of your people, then keep the law. Because the heathens, they can't teach you that. Because they can't teach you that. But when you follow the ways of the heathens, then just know that you're following the ways of a foolish nation. And we read that the pain of the fools will be destroyed. Turn with me to the book of Hosea, the 8th chapter. Because there will come a time when we're going to put down this foolishness and return wholehearted to our Elohim. There's going to come a time when we're going to realize that all these nations have conspired against us, keep us oppressed. There will come a time, but when you rather choose to do this, then it fall on you, and now you have to do it. Because when you have to do it, you haven't been hearkening to no instruction. When you have to do it, you haven't been following no ways. So you just have to change in the moment. And oh my goodness, it takes time to change. And if you're not adapted or adopted to change and forsaking your way and forsaking your thoughts, then you're going to be destroyed. And Yahweh had this as a testimony in the book of Hosea, the 8th chapter. I'm going to start reading at the 2nd verse. It reads, "Israel shall cry unto me, my Elohim, we know you. Israel have cast off the thing that is good. The enemy shall pursue him. Man, they have set up kings, but not by me. And they have made princes, and I knew it not. And of their silver and of their gold have they made them idols, that they may be cut off. See, this is what happened when you follow the ways of a foolish nation. You say, man, I'm ready to return unto Yahweh. Yahweh said, you got to cut off this. I can't do that. I can't do that. That's too much fun. That's too much turn up. I can't do that. Can I serve Yahweh and kind of like, no. There is no straddling the fence. We either doing the things that are good or we doing the things that are evil. We either keeping the law or we not keeping the law. Yahweh doesn't have a gray area, as we've learned. Yahweh don't have an area like, oh, you saw the righteous. Well, if you saw the righteous, if you have righteous, then that means you have wicked. And Yahweh said the fear of Yahweh is hate evil. And being wicked is evil. And this is what happened. The people want to set them up a king. And they want man to lead them in the ways that they should go. They don't want a man of Elohim to inquire of them, to inquire. And that's what the people are today. I don't have to listen to you. I don't have to follow you. Man, Yahweh talked to me. Yahweh deal with me. Yahweh did this and Yahweh did that. Also, you don't have to hearken to the messenger of Yah, who's bringing you what thus saith Yah. It's outright foolishness. But you know why it's outright foolishness? Because we done learned the ways of a foolish nation. And that's why there's no prosperity in the things that we do. You want to know why you vote and no one liberates you? Because Yahweh said, no man shall buy you. You want to know why you marching? And as soon as you done marching, they continue shooting you up in the street? Because Yahweh said that you would be placed in the midst of enemies. And you will be brought to anger with a foolish nation. You want to know why the nations look at you, they shake their head, even though they mimic everything about you, but they'll make you feel like you the lowest thing on the total pole and that you was never nothing but a slave? It's because you've been brought up and taught the ways of a foolish nation. And when you take on the ways of Yahweh, when you start keeping the commandments of Yahweh, you don't become no religion. You don't become an indoctrinated person with sheepskin and lamb wools. When you take on the ways of Yahweh and when you start keeping the laws, statutes, and judgments of Yahweh, you become a prince. A prince. You become a prince who has power with Elohim and with man and will prevail. And you able to witness for Yahweh. You able to witness for Yahweh in a way that no nation can. You able to witness for Yahweh in a way that no nation can bring forth their wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. And you want to know how you equipped it with this? Because Yahweh said he would equip you with this. And Yahweh said, try me. Oh, taste to see that Yahweh is good. And Yahweh said, taste them in this way. In the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. And what have we been discussing this evening? Yahweh said that he will bring us to anger with a foolish nation. And we've just been learning the ways of a foolish nation for far too long. But when you take on the ways of Yahweh, and when you learn the ways of Yahweh, you will see that you are not in the back of the class. You the head of the class. You not the tail, but you the head. You not least, but you the most. That you not the land, yes, but you the land owner. This is what Yahweh will have you do. This is in walking in the ways of Yahweh. This is what he will reveal unto you. And now you can go out in the midst of the world and witness. And you don't have to witness about Thomas Jefferson and the president signing the Declaration of Independence. You don't have to witness that we had a barbecue today and we had to salute all the heathens that's done died for this country. And that's done perished for this country. And for even your people that thought that this was their country and fought and perished. Yahweh said, when you take on his way and when we keep the laws of Yahweh, we able to witness in a whole nother way that no nation can witness for. In the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 8th verse. And it reads, bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who amongst them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is true. And this is what they are to proclaim, to whether they can bring forth their strong witnesses or whether they're going to have to bow down and confess that it is truth. Yahweh said this in verse 10. Ye are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no Elohim formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am Yahweh, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved. I have showed when there was no strange Elohim amongst you. Therefore, you are my witnesses, say of Yahweh. I am Elohim. This is what you will be able to proclaim. This is what you will be able to stand up boldly to the atheist community, to the science community, to the governments, to the world leaders, to the presidents, to the governors, the senators. You will be able to proclaim, I don't care what you serve. Yes, we under the handle of the fourth beast, and they rule distinct than any other beast because they rule with religion. Well, I'm here to proclaim that besides Yahweh, there is none else. Yes, I know that you don't have a separation between church and state, but there is no separation with me because I serve the true and living Elohim, and besides him, there is none else. I know you want to sentence me to death. I know you want to put me in front of the firing squad. I know you want to sentence me to life imprisonment. But I'm a witness to Yahweh that besides him, there is none else. And Yahweh said, with this, you'll be able to proclaim liberty. You'll be able to let the oppressed go free and those that are in the prison houses out of the prison houses. This, my people, is what's called, this is your declaration of independence. Witnessing for Yahweh. Keeping the law, statutes, judgments, and commandments. Walking in the ways of Yah. And like I said, when you walk in the ways of Yahweh, you'll be able to witness like no other nation can witness to. Now you may say, well, what you mean by that, man? There's many scholars that could debunk the word of Yah. No, there's not. There's many scientists that can debunk the creation of Yah. No, there's not. They just sound intelligent to you because you haven't put your trust in Yahweh, or you still sleep. So yeah, it sounds intelligent. It sounds intelligent if you know nothing, and I know a little bit of something, man, I sound like I know everything, because I don't know nothing. But when you know Yahweh, Yahweh reveals to you everything, and everything is ran by his word, and everything is under his law. Everything is under his rulership. And like I said, there are things that you can proclaim that no nation can proclaim, that no nation can witness to. Why do I say this? Turn with me to the book of Psalms 147. In the book of Psalms, the 147th division, I'm going to read the 19th verse and the 20th verse. It reads, he showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He have not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise Yahweh. No nation can witness what you can witness for. No nation can bring forth the statutes that you can bring forth. No nation can bring forth the judgments that you can bring forth. The only reason why it looks wise, the only reason why it looks strong, is because you don't know the ways of your Elohim. Why? Because you don't learn the ways of a foolish nation. A foolish nation has been teaching you. A foolish nation has been teaching you that there's many gods. And really, it's many religions, but they all the same. That's foolishness. The nations have been teaching you that it's cool for mankind to lay with mankind and womankind to lay with womankind. But in the end, it's foolishness. The nations have taught you that it's cool for you to marry and mix in with any other nations and just mingle into the gene pool is totally desolate. But in the end of this, it's foolishness. The nations have taught you that, man, you have to put one day over another. And then you can choose the Sabbath day at your own leisure. At the end of the day, it's foolishness. The nations have taught you that it's just perfectly fine to just disobey authority, period. Man, you don't got to listen to that man. He a man that pay bills just like you. Man, at the end of the day, it's foolishness. Because Yahweh said, believe in Yahweh, and you shall be established. Believe in his prophets. Show how you prosper. That's not the words of Obadiah. That's not the words of Isaiah. That's not the words of Isha. That's not the words of Naphtali. And it wasn't the words of Elisha. That's the word of Yahweh. And we witnesses of Yahweh are witnesses to his words. Because every word of Elohim is pure. And he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. So therefore, don't add thou unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Because Yahweh's words are the truth. And without Yahweh's words, we are void. Without Yahweh's words, we are lost. Without Yahweh's word, we don't know whether we're coming or we're going. Turn with me to the book of Psalms, 90th division. In the book of Psalms, the 90th division, I'm going to read the 10th, the 11th verse. Psalms 89 and 11 reads, who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. And return, O Yahweh, how long? And let it repent the concerning of thy servants. Because this is Yahweh's servant trying to seek the mercy of Yahweh. So he's asking of the Most High to teach us to number our days so that we may apply our heart to wisdom. So we can get our days in order. And if you don't think that this is a prayer that needs to be prayed today, then just ask your people when the month starts. Just ask your people when the day starts. Just ask your people when the year starts, and you're going to be baffled. Because if we don't know time, how are we ever going to know judgment? And if we don't know judgment, how are we going to witness that every word of Elohim is the truth? When you say that this 400-year captivity is not the 400-year captivity, then you witness that Yahweh's lied. When you saying that you're going by a light that Yahweh said that he made for nighttime, you say Yahweh is God. So you're not witnessing for Yah. You're witnessing for foolishness. But you're not witnessing for Yahweh. Because if you was witnessing for Yahweh, you would be able to establish it through his laws and through his testimonies. If you were witnessing for Yahweh, you would be able to show forth light to the nations. Because Yahweh said that we will be light to the Gentiles. Yahweh said that we will bring forth our light. And our light will shine in obscurity. Because we coming with the words of Yahweh. So we've got to sanctify Yah. And make Yahweh our fear. And make Yahweh our dread. And not be scared. Yes, they done set up Rex 84. Yes, they done set up these concentration camps. Yes, we have some dark times ahead of us. And yes, there's some very dreadful times ahead of us. Before we get to the fat times, we got some lean times coming. But Yahweh said we have to be strong with him and very courageous. And we got to know and believe and understand that Yahweh is Elohim. And if you do these things, if you know believe and understand that Yahweh is Elohim, then Rex 84 is nothing. These concentration camps are nothing. This bondage that they got set for us should mean nothing, because Yahweh then already let us know this in the book of Isaiah, 54th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 54th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 17th verse. And it reads, "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh, and their righteousness is of me, saith Yah." So Yahweh say, don't worry, because no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. And every tongue that rise up on you in judgment, you're going to condemn, because you witnessing me. And you're not witnessing for the foolishness that was taught by this foolish nation, because they have not taught you my ways. They have not taught you my statutes. They have not taught you my judgments nor commandments, because this law only came by one. And this is who it came by. In the last scripture, turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 24th chapter. In the book of Psalms, the 24th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. And it reads, "The earth is Yah's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hills of Yahweh, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands, and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessings from Yahweh, righteousness from the Elohim of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Yaakov, Selah. Lift up your hands, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? Yahweh, strong and mighty. Yahweh, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? Yahweh of hosts, he is the King of glory. And my people, this is your declaration of independence. The fact that you serve, and your servitude is dedicated to the true and living Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh. This is the one that's brought you into bondage, but this is the one that will liberate you. Yahweh is the one that brought us in the darkness, but he will also bring us to light. Yahweh made us the tail, and he will make us the head. Yahweh has made us the land less, but we will be the land owner. All these things have came. All these things will happen because Yahweh will cause it to happen. Because this is the King of glory, Yahweh our Elohim. So we don't need to learn the ways of the heathens. We don't need to learn the ways of the Grecians. We don't need to learn the ways of the Romans. And we don't need to learn the ways of America. Because if you want to stand and you want to proclaim the goodness of Yahweh, you want to proclaim this King of glory, then declare your independence by returning to Yahweh and keeping his laws, statutes, judgments, and commandments that he have given unto Yaakov and Israel forever. And salvation will not only come through us, but it will spread forth through the entire world. Because this is the King of glory of whom we serve. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves very much, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
got an aura. Call me Deborah. Going to war with only a Torah. What you know about a D.C. over the black people in America? All of the lost sheep. What you know about a tall tale sending you to hell? The Bible has the truth, it's like red cells. What you know about an Israelite? Tell it to the Israelites. Psalms 83 and go to your life. It's revolution time. Get your scriptures. I'm fired, aimed, and ready for the kill. Daniel locked his field. Read the truth, be healed. Gone, Israel. Let me see your meal.
Mm-hmm.